Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
You said you had a few things you wanted to read. Why don't we start with that and sail on through here?
Okay. Well, I had a couple of quick emails I wanted to address real quick first before I read this. I got one email says, why do you and Stuart say leaders and not the people will rise against Biden and communism in the USA? You want to address that?
Yeah, that's in Jeremiah, folks, and it's I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's Jeremiah 51, where it says that it's a ruler against ruler, authority against authority. It does not mention in Jeremiah that the people themselves actually rise up and riot or cause a full rebellion. So what it appears to be is a actual ruler against ruler. In other words, governor against governor, governor against county, even down to the township level and all the way up to the federal level, possibly even all the way up to the United Nations. And as they try to force in this new world order. And so, but it does not indicate that it's the people themselves, but rather the rulers of the people, authority against authority, ruler against ruler, which is kind of it's a revolution, but it's not the typical type of revolution. This is where we may have all kinds of people, abandoning, for example, the Constitution. Totally, and just not paying any attention to it. And or we may have people trying to get back on it, ruler against ruler, because this is what they do. So we'll have to watch and see, because you got Florida. Here's a good example. You got Florida and DeSantis, right? And what do we got? A hurricane that's obviously, I think, engineered. Weather warfare is real. Whether people want to believe it or not, it's real. They can intensify a hurricane. They can steer a hurricane. So DeSantis doesn't always agree with Washington. And so what we're watching, I think, is a lesson. And it's kind of like what happened to Texas when they had that deep freeze and all the power went off, if you recall. This is how they fight that kind of a war. But I believe it also means destabilization and separation. Larry knows more about the prophecies from that. Well, there are also Russian scientists who said that the United States would actually literally break apart in four or five different regions. And it looks like this is what's going to happen. What do you think, Larry? How would you interpret that?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you in Jeremiah. You know, you and I read that years and years ago, and that ruler against ruler came after rumors in the land. And,
yes.
You know, so I do agree. Also, I got another email that says, why didn't you share more on Barry Rothman Torah codes lately? Not much. And I do know that, you know, you and I have read Barry Rothman's Torah codes numerous times, except recently, the last few months, especially after the last, we had an hour and a half, I believe it was, interview
show
with Barry Rothman and, you know, proclaimed ET. And then Barry got extremely involved in disclosure. He's trying to work up some type of disclosure. He's finding that you can't work with the government for this. He's having to work with the ETs, so to speak, the hybrids, to try to begin to do this. And so he's really not doing much. I wish he really was into more Tor code activity, but at the moment he's not. He's really tied up with the disclosure. What do you think?
Yep. Yeah, if he doesn't produce anything, we don't have anything to report. We do keep a close eye on it. And, you know, the Torah codes are very, very interesting, as are Bible codes in general. And they don't always come to pass. They're sometimes misinterpreted for what they think we think they say. But it's what's interesting to me is that there is a code. And it's both Old and New Testament. The mathematical continuity of the Bible is beyond, beyond disputing it. If people really understood how the mathematical continuity of the Bible hangs together, which was written over 1,200 years, a lot of the folks didn't even know each other. How do you explain all of this continuity and harmony? It proves that humanity didn't write it. Well, you can say, well, Jeremiah wrote it. No, he didn't. Jeremiah just simply penned down what he was told to write by the Holy Spirit. So when I talk about, well, Peter says this in the New Testament, it's not really Peter. It's Jesus Christ talking through Peter who wrote it down. That's the continuity and the harmony that you have within Scripture. And that allows for the Bible codes. That's the reason there is a Bible code. It's just a different format of exploiting, I guess one could say, the mathematical continuity of the Scriptures. And, we would report on it if he produced something or we thought it was worthy of note to put out there. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, I also got a physical letter from Karen in Colorado, a follower of the show's, and I'm going to read this pretty quick. We can kind of run by it, you know, later if you want, or maybe Friday, but it's not too long. But it's very, very interesting. It says, Dear Larry, so glad you guys are back on. I always enjoy the shows you and Stuart have. Sorry to hear you're having a tough time, blah, blah, blah. I know it's getting tough. I don't believe we have much normal life left for several reasons building together. But God still has his plans and will help each person as they work to prepare for hard times. Seek his guidance. He always provides. It says, over the years, the Lord gave me a series of dreams about coming events. They were like detailed movies. I'm not smart or creative enough to make them up. Watch for an event of Israel. I watch Israel every day, and with what's going on now, believe we're at the door of major life-changing events. They will do a preemptive strike somewhere north of them when they find out suddenly they are in grave danger and must act immediately. One of the strikes will hit a place that was far more dangerous than they realized. Something bad is released in the air for a small area, and some people are killed by it. Maybe biolab, radiation, I don't know. Something is exposed, and it's bad, and the world leaders freak out. This will jolt the world to blame Israel. The rage and hate for Israel will grow and become insane as the world markets start to teeter, then collapse. One by one, mm-hmm. I did not see any nation's markets survive. Everything starts to collapse, ruining the world leaders' plans for global control. God warned me, saying, when you see this event happen, know that there is less than 2 weeks to finish preparing. It is best to get what you need in 10 days and stay home. There will also be a sign in the night sky, but I don't know what. When you see the night sky change, you will know it has begun. God told me to remember this and had me to repeat it at the start and ending of three dreams. There will be terrible violence and chaos. No stores, no groceries, no banks, no credit cards work, no police, no schools or medical care, no medicines, psych drugs, no local or state government, and then no federal government as they try to escape to their homes and no one cares anymore as they can do nothing. This nightmare lasts at least 6 months. Then it gets worse as the Space Brothers show up to help us, and most people will celebrate and welcome them, wanting someone to fix things and rescue the world and bring normal life back. Then it gets worse, but that's another set of dreams. And I won't read any more. Maybe we can do some more on Friday. What do you think?
I think that's pretty accurate. That reminds me of David Wilkinson. He said there was a six-month shutdown in his vision that he was shown to the Lord, or by the Lord. And he said the stock market and everything else closed. Noise said the stock market went to zero. We can't comprehend that kind of a thing, but can you imagine if everything shuts down, what are people going to do? That's why the violence occurs. They'll be killing people left and right and robbing and raping their homes to find goods to eat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really nasty. And so that sounds pretty accurate to me. Here's one. My 9-year-old started telling us about 3 months ago that angels came to her and said to prepare for the 3 days of darkness. Now, the 3 days of darkness, folks, if you're not aware of it, as I believe it, Larry, is a Catholic prophecy. And it's been around for a long time. Food, water, and candles, specifically. 2 days ago, they came again and asked her if she had prepared these things. They also told her about the planet you speak of, that's Planet X, inbound, and will be here in a few days, so warn the people. First the fires, then the earthquakes, then the tsunamis. They also said, do not go outside once this darkness takes place. You will know when it's close because the trees and grass will begin to die. It is heading for us now. Prepare with water, food, candles for some kind of light. Sending prayers to all. We have told our entire family. And this is interesting, the sequence. Trees and grass begin to die. I don't know if you've noticed it, but up here in Wisconsin, we're already into some of the areas are turning into fall already. The trees are dying on up on top, and that's a Native American prophecy. And I think it has to do with radiation. I think almost all of this has to do with radiation. Anyway, where do you want to start, Larry, on news?
Well, I was just going to mention real quick that, you know, even though the sun doesn't appear really active, it just fired off a huge flare. M-class flare that tomorrow hits, actually September the 1st, hits Mars dead on. But all of this radiation, we're getting tons and tons of radiation from the sun. And by the way, during this time, we've got the blue moon, tonight. I think. And
yep.
Yeah, and it's a huge moon. It's a blue moon. And this is the last, so far, Koenig's International News. Hurricane Idalia makes landfall in Florida as a Category 3 storm with catastrophic storm surge and hurricane-force winds. Landfall near Florida's Big Bend, hundreds of thousands without power. And Stuart, by the way, I did look that up. I don't know if we mentioned it before, but Ida is an Italian term, name, and Idalia is a word that in Italian the meaning is the sun, talking about the S-U-N, the sun.
Yes.
And so
behold the sun.
Behold the sun. We can think of that. But this is what's strange, Stuart. I looked earlier this evening, and this hurricane is moving like a rocket. I mean, it is flashing across Florida. It's already up in Georgia and across the Carolinas. It looks to me, as, and it's still a hurricane, a hurricane category one now. But and I don't know the damage yet. There's no total of damage, but it looks like to me this is going to hold itself together, go right out into the Atlantic, and Stuart, in the Atlantic right now, back off, I guess, towards Bermuda, there is another hurricane named Franklin that is already a Category 4 or 5, and I did hear that DeSantis had warned that they might get struck twice. So what do you think?
Well, you know, we had that happen once before, and I can't remember what year it was, but this hurricane hit Florida, went up over Jacksonville, crossed over by the Jacksonville area, went back out to sea, went south again, and hit Florida again. I can't remember what year that was, but it was kind of like they were steering it. And I believe a lot of this stuff is a judgment from the Lord. Now, you can say, well, this is weather engineering. Well, the point is, you always have to remember something. When something bad like that really happens and it kills a lot of people and destroys homes and damages that are in the billions, God has allowed it because he can stop these things. And he doesn't, which means it's a judgment. And we're kind of, I believe, in the middle of really sweeping judgments. And weather's only part of it. Let me get into some of this economic stuff. U.S. job growth slowed sharply to 177,000 in August, below expectations, ADP. Now, they're the payroll people. In other words, 170,000, that's a big drop of people. Here's another one. FedEx, UPS both see plummeting shipping volume as economy nears the collapse. And here's another one. Labor market implodes. Job openings crater. Prior data unexpectedly revised sharply lower. For months, we have been warning that at a time when the U.S. economy is careening into a hard landing recession, the manipulated, seasonally adjusted, and politically goal-seek job openings data released as part of the JOLTS report is sheer rubbish. And I've got a thing here where they give you just the opposite. And remember, we've talked about John Williams. He's an expert in the economy. He says, you can't believe anything they tell you when it comes to the labor market. They just lie through their teeth, continually lie through their teeth. Here's another one for you. Delinquencies rising for credit cards and auto loans. It could get a lot worse, which, of course, it will. More Americans are falling behind on their car loans and credit card payments than at any time in more than a decade, a troubling signal of consumer stress as higher prices and rising borrowing costs are squeezing the household budget. The pain is much more acute for lower-income earners who have largely used up whatever they managed to save during the pandemic with the help of government stimulus checks and breaks on obligations such as rent and student loans. However, this goes along with all the reports of a huge increase all across the nation of the homeless. They're being kicked out of their apartments because they don't pay the rent. They're getting kicked out of their houses because they're being foreclosed upon. Jobs are going downhill. This is, as I've said before, it's going to be a total train wreck. And you have to prepare as best as you can. But it's really horrible. And it's all deliberate. It's all willful. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why Biden has not been impeached long, long time ago. He's committing high treason. And there's, well, you could blame it on he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, Obama knows what he's doing. And he manipulates Biden. And he's running it behind the scenes. I'm convinced of that. Can't prove it. But I think he did tell us that on TV. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, you wanted to bring up?
Well, I was going to mention I did a blog today, but I didn't. This is stuff I found after I did the blog. Getter's reporting through NFS TV that the total economic collapse will be caused by the CCP and is coming. And that's put out by Ava Chen. By the way, present danger China just put out a new alert, said the new U.S. civil war is made in China. Now, that's two things involving China, but let me get on this one real quick because I'd like your opinion here. We just saw, you know, I posted on my blog today the massive drone attack against an air base and some cities inside Russia within the last 24 hours, and it appears that they were actually launched from the area of Estonia or Latvia. Now, those are NATO countries. But anyway, yes. Let me read this one to you because August 29th, Hal Turner put this out as covert intel, and it's restricted. It says U.S. NATO approved new war plan, destroy Russia. It says just ad bellum, said Russia using Latin phrases just ad bellum and caucus belli in the Kremlin today, as word leaked that the U.S. has approved Ukraine war plans of a nature not seen before. Secret meetings, and I saw the video, secret meetings with Richard Blumenthal, Lindsey Graham, and Elizabeth Warren, who met with Zelensky and the top Ukraine military, says from the beginning of September the 1st, a new Ukraine mobilization will not be just intense, but will be all Ukraine citizens total to go to war. Says Kyiv is now told to bring mass attacks on everything Russia and raise cities and villages to the ground. Ukraine to use tactics to completely destroy Russian cities. And Stuart, we do know that this suddenly, just 12 hours later, we're having 20 at a time drone attacks. Do you think Russia's just going to sit back and let NATO come in and do this to them?
I don't think so. In fact, I just read an article a little bit ago about what Putin had to say about some of this stuff. And no, and he said it before. You keep this up, and we're going to have to retaliate. And they can't keep doing this, and I'm not sure. You can't tell me Putin doesn't know the book Between Two Ages and stuff like that, where they were going to outlaw, you know, encircle Russia and take her out and then divide up the land. He's well aware of that. They're not going to let that happen. They will go dead hand if they have to. And the quicker they do it, actually, the better off it would be, because the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Populations increase, the type of weapons increases, et cetera. It's going to be a major, major, very rapid war, though. If you read Isaiah 17, that's an overnight war. It's over in a matter of 12 hours at the very, that would be the top. It might be over within a couple of hours, which would indicate a high-tech war is involved in it. But we are going to go through, according to the Bible, a nuclear war. And it's going to be bad. And I don't know why the American people are sitting around, but apathy, I guess that's what it does. You get to the point where you don't care anymore. And so you don't really care anything about anything except, you know, when are we going to have the next burger, brat, beer, and what football game or baseball or whatever it is your thing is. And nobody is paying any attention to the Lord. They mock at Bible prophecy. And it's just too bad. And but it's the way it is, and there's so much false theology out there about salvation. It's just incredible to me, because Jesus laid it out so factually, so to speak, that nobody can misinterpret what he really said. So the only reason that they don't get it is because they don't want to get it. There's no other reason. So anyway, here we sit, and the banks are getting over to the digital wallet. More and more and more are signing on board. We're going into a cashless society. We've warned before it was coming. It's here. It's just very slowly implementing, and we can't stop it. In fact, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has more or less said, you're going to obey or you're going to die. Is basically what he has said, and he said it more than once. So that is something people really need to take a look at. You say, well, who is this guy? Well, it doesn't really matter who he is. He's really got the power, because they do this through the power of their money, and they are the rich men, and they can enslave you via the power of their money. Here's a headline, red button. Putin's warmonger general calls for nukes to be dropped on Ukraine after massive drone attack batters the Russians. So he's not going to be able to fight off the military for very long. They're going to be so hostile if he won't do anything, that you may see really a real, true attempted coup. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Well, I think you're right, and I think Russia's a little different from us. Some Russian generals do have the ability to launch nuclear weapons, and, you know, where we kind of tie it down in America. But I wanted to run these two by you real quick. I know we're going the downside of the show, but there's two articles here very, very interesting to me with dealing with our borders, because I know you've said a lot of times about the borders. Anyway,
yes.
This is from Stinchfield Tonight, August 30th. He interviewed Anthony Aguero in Lukeville, Arizona. Now listen to this. Hundreds and hundreds of military-age males now ganged up around tent cities on the Arizona-Mexico border, being monitored and watched by U.S. Border Patrol, with tensions running high and shortages on even water. Trouble is brewing on this border. And then with that being said, let's go down to Texas. It says, this is Breitbart, yesterday, August 29th. They tried to keep it out of the news. Says exclusive. Texas National Guardsman fires across border into Mexico due to cartel gunman assault on migrants, says source, near El Paso, Texas. Texas Guardsman shot suspected cartel operative in Mexico from Texas. So, Stuart, the border is beginning to be a little hot.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, of course, we know it's the rich men of the earth, and the United Nations behind all that, always has been. Any president worth his salt would have simply picked up the phone to Mexico and talked to the president, said, you've got 48 hours, you either get rid of these cartels or we're going to do it for you. And we don't care what the collateral damage is. We know where they are, and we're going to take them all out. So either you do it or we do it. But you see, they don't do that anymore. So thousands upon thousands, if not millions, of our youth die from the drugs that are sent over here. And it is a war. It's a real war. But people don't see it like that. I guess it's because, you know, if a kid next door didn't die from overdose of fentanyl or whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we'll pick up on a lot of this on Friday night, folks. There's a tremendous amount going on all over. And Larry, thanks for coming on. And thanks, everyone, for listening. You take care. Heads up. We never know what's going to happen next. Good night.